You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian. And if you're unfamiliar with this hour on radio, it's the show where for the next hour, I'll be doing a little bit of variety as well as doing a little bit of a talk radio segment. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. Hope all is well with you guys. Got a great show ahead. Got a lot of great music coming out of the CJSF archive this week, so excited to share. Not much has happened to me this week. I feel like low-key, hockey has kind of been the light in my life lately. For those who have been following this storyline of me on this show, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I've just kind of like my frontal cortex has started to develop, and I've just gotten really into sports and never really been a sports guy, but all of a sudden that's just like my hyperfixation. To my partner's dismay, all I think about in my free time is like watching like hockey clips and highlights and stuff now, which replaced like me watching highlights of like video game clips, which is really, really funny. And they're kind of one and the same, but this past Saturday, got invited out because one of my friends is like was playing at the got invited to play at the Canucks Autism Network charity tournament, which was super cool. The premise was, you know, they joined like, you know, I think he was part of an organization, like I'm not sure who got him onto the team, but ostensibly it's like an organization bands together and they raise some money for the Autism Network. And if they raise 25K, they can draft one NHL alumni. So there was a lot of like, you know, a lot of guest players playing on the tournament. I only went for one day, but got to see some familiar faces, got to see, you know, Ryan Kessler play, saw Raymond, saw a bunch of other people as well. Some that I'm not super familiar with. I'm a little bit of a newcomer when it comes to watching the NHL, but nonetheless, like, kind of excited to watch. It was exciting to watch hockey kind of in person, especially after the last hockey game I went to was the New Jersey Canucks blowout at Rogers Arena 2 weeks ago, which was not super fun. But man, that kind of really got me into like, after that I went home and went so down the rabbit hole and like was kind of reminiscing on that 2011 Canucks roster watching. I rewatched the like game 7 of the playoff series against the Chicago Blackhawks. Watching Alex Burrows score that overtime goal. I'm just so obsessed. Like, went down this big rabbit hole, like, listening to a podcast about how, like, the Sedin twins got drafted, like, together and stuff, and how that was just, like, such a big gamble and whatnot. Spent last night before I went to bed, like, I was listening to, like, this is, like, a real, like, I feel like this is a real, like, ADHD hyperfixation for me, where I've, like, my partner came home from work yesterday and was like, I was in bed, like, listening to every team's, like, goal horn song. Kind of wanted to see, like, what everybody's song was when they scored. And she was like, what the hell are you, like, dude, like, what are you doing? Anyways, that's a little clue into my life right now, which is just, like, just so, like, hockey obsessed. And I found out that, like, BCAA members get, like, 30% off or something, like, buying Canucks tickets. So, like, I told myself that after that New Jersey game blow, and I was just, like, not going to go to another game. But, like, yeah, you know, like, what's one more, you know? Anyways, on to some music for the week. I got my first track of the week. It's called Pancakes and Eggs by Christo Graham here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Come round, or what use is being bound to a cold? And stars eat me alive. I ought to crack an egg on my Sienna steering wheel and try to beat it to the northbound 65. My pockets and my boots are full of lead, and I'm getting in my head that I might stay. It breaks my heart that where my heart is ain't my home, and where my home is seems so very far away. If I don't leave now, I'd probably stick around, kicking stones around the street, wondering what I could eat with my one and only lonely dollar bill. It'd only be bad news. I don't hurry up and choose. If I don't make up my mind, leave this city far behind. If I don't leave now, I probably never will. Shining on my chair, glowing golden as your hair, and I just smile. The coffee's hot and ready, and my head is still and steady, and the 10 steps to your door feels like a mile. How could I bring myself to ever go when these walls keep out the snow, keep even here? stick around. Hanging off you like a nail till my jokes start getting stale. If I'm in good standing, I'm good standing still. You know it ain't new that I can't hurry up and choose. Am I locking my own cage if I never turn the page? If I don't leave now, I probably never will.
Bird note. Every year, hundreds of bird species migrate between North and South America. But what came first? Northbound migration or southbound migration? Biologists believe this bright orange Baltimore oriole descended from a South American ancestor that began migrating north in search of new breeding habitats. This supports the southern home hypothesis, that most birds originated in a southern territory and then evolved to migrate north. But there's a northern home hypothesis too. The family tree of warblers in the Western Hemisphere shows that most of these songbirds likely originated in North America, then evolved to extend their winter range by migrating south. Many birds have likely gained and lost the ability to migrate multiple times in either direction over the course of their evolutionary history. And it's still happening today. Barn swallows normally breed across North America before spending their winters in the tropics. But recently, a small group of these acrobatic birds began staying in Argentina year-round. Researchers suspect that, given enough time, they could eventually become a genetically distinct subspecies of their own. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein.
And welcome back. That last track before the PSA right there was by Tanuki-chan. It was Low here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Okay, so time to talk about the thing we're all kind of thinking about. I feel like just wanted to like maybe talk about it a little bit, but I mean, obviously, like we just had like on Tuesday, you know, the U.S. election. Was very interesting, obviously. Like, I think it was in class on Tuesday, actually. It was a geography, political, urban policy class. And I think that everybody in that class was, like, kind of, like, half paying attention as the polls were beginning to close. Like, everyone had, I feel like I looked over at every screen that day, and everyone kind of had their, like, electoral college map open. And honestly, like, I'm so surprised with the result, honestly. Like, I really didn't expect it. I mean, you know, for all that's happened with, like, the insurrection and, like, the impeachment and, like, you know, Russian interference, like, I'm so surprised that, like, I was really not counting on Trump getting reelected. To the extent, like, I remember, like, talking to my my old roommate, like, put like a big bet on this election too. Like, I think we were both talking about this before, like, you know, a couple of months before we left out to Toronto, but like we're like, no, like I think, like, you know, the debate was like such a, like, you know, successful like, you know, debate for Kamala, kind of like, you know, just showed that she's like, you know, way better of a speaker and kind of has like, you know, more of the stuff together and whatnot, and her policies are in order and whatnot. And so I think we were pretty confident. And my friend Patrick put, my old roommate Patrick put like $500 on this election betting on Kamala. And, you know, as the night kind of, you know, closed, and, you know, he kind of texted me like, dude, I just lost half a band on this election. And, you know, I think it was, like, it was a little stressful to, like, watch it. Like, you know, maybe something akin to, like, that 2016 election. Like, I feel like I, you know, was pretty, like, anxiously checking my CBC, like, electoral college map all throughout the night, coming home from school. My girlfriend was just like, dude, you just, like, can't look at it. Like, you know, it's everything's too close to call. Like, you know, you gotta just leave it. And so, luckily, there was a hockey game that night, too. But it was kind of funny, too. I think I don't know. We watched the game on TV, and, like, the stands in Anaheim looked, like, super, super empty. I'm pretty sure that's not because, like, Anaheim doesn't have, like, a good hockey market or something. But I kind of figured that, like, a lot of season ticket holders or people who would, like, buy a ticket to the event were, like, anxiously watching the election at home. And so, like, the stadium looked super, super empty that day. And so, like, we tried not to look at it, but it was, like, hard not to kind of check between periods. And, you know, we finally, like, switched it back on and whatnot. Lo and behold, just to find out that, like, Kamala announced that at her HQ that she would not be speaking that night. And I think that was sort of, like, for us, you know, for me and my friends watching at home, that was kind of, like, the turning point, I think, a little bit. It was like, okay, if she wasn't going to speak that night, you know, it's evident that, like, it's almost like throwing in the towel a little bit, you know, it's almost like conceding without having, you know, made that, you know, speech and whatnot. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, kind of scary stuff, like, you know, especially with, you know, what's going on with Gaza, and, like, especially with, like, sort of this, you know, prevailing talk on, you know, abortion rights in the U.S. Like, I kind of wonder what the next 4 years are looking like. You know, the upside to it, obviously, is it's only going to be 4 years, you know, and it'll be very, you know, it will be difficult to, you know, get things for Trump to totally push his, like, agenda within 4 years. You know, look at sort of the last term where, like, you know, the wall never got built, for example. Like, you know, there's hope for sort of that stuff. But I'm tuned into NBC, and it was kind of very interesting to me to hear that, like, a lot. First of all, like, it turns out, like, the turnout for this election was, like, you know, surprisingly favorable for, like, young voters this time. Like, you know, young voters, like, probably my age, really showed up at the polls. And NBC was saying that, like, apparently it was, like, a lot of, like, well, I don't know. This is what NBC was saying, at least, but they're saying that there was a lot of discourse around, like, university fraternities who were getting very excited to vote in this election and, you know, voted for Trump. And I don't know. If anything, one thing I got out of this is that I think, and I hope, like, other sort of, you know, young adults / youth around kind of hear this as sort of, like, yeah, like, I mean, there's a lot of voting power in, like, the youth, you know, a lot of, like, you know, young adults, like, definitely don't turn out to the elections. And, you know, I think it kind of shows that, like, you know, a lot of these youth pulling up to these elections and voting, casting a ballot, like, really, really made the extra mile in this. And, you know, I also think it's, like, maybe it has to do a little bit with, like, the different branding, you know, like, I think, like, Kamala's, like, a kind of formal politician. Like, I don't know, Trump is, you know, maybe more of, like, a public figure, you know. And, you know, think about who, like, was kind of backing him. Like, he kind of had, like, you know, like, Dana White, and, like, you know, he had, like, you know, I know that, like, Twitch streamer, like, Aiden Ross was really behind him, and, you know, like, Elon Musk, and sort of, like, these kind of people who kind of speak to, like, that kind of, you know, Republican, maybe, or, like, you know, right-leaning younger demographic. So I thought that was super interesting. But anyways, I'm gonna get to a bit of music and a bit of a tongue-in-cheek song. Just kind of thinking about, you know, the next 4 years. So here's one of my this is totally tongue-in-cheek, but I thought it'd be kind of funny. Here's one of my favorite songs from the Fallout games. If you're unfamiliar, games, a series about sort of, like, you know, the U.S. post, like, you know, I think it's, like, post, like, Cold War sort of thing, where there's nuclear fallout. But, you know, here is the Five Stars, Atom Bomb Baby, here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Got a doll, baby, I love her so. Nothing else like her anywhere you go. A man, she's anything but calm. A regular pint size atom bomb. Atom bomb, baby, little atom bomb. I want her in my wigwam. She's just the way I want her to be. A million times hotter than TNT. A nuclear vision in her soul. Loves with the electronic control. Atom bomb, baby, little atom bomb. I want her in my wigwam. She's just the way I want her to be. A million times hotter than TNT.
she's just the way I want her to be. A million times higher than TNT.
Every day I tell myself it's temporary. But it's only 'cause she's young that makes her want another man. Even though she makes me feel unnecessary, I've found a way to help me understand.
Understand how you keep it.